Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Nun Ches. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, the top line on Reish Yud Dalet, which is the page following 426. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Karfeith Shlosha Se'in. So you have a Karfeith that's three Sa'a, which is obviously bigger than a Beis Asayim. V'keira Mimenu Beis Sa'a. And what you did is you have three Sa'a, and you covered one sa'ah with some kind of covering. So mutter, you're allowed to carry now on both sides. Afilu im hakerui meshupa. Even if the covering that you made is on a slant, it's still going to allow you to carry. Now again, we're obviously talking about a case where it was not hukla fadira. So therefore, if it's more than a beis asayim, you are limited in terms of your carrying abilities. But over here, since you had three sa'ah, and you covered one sa'ah, we'll view it as if that goes down, as we'll see. And therefore, you have one area that's one sa'ah, one area that's two sa'ah, and you are allowed to carry freely, even though it is not hukla fadira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan sari alef mutter, shepi tikra yored v'sosim. There is a rule that we'll get into more, that when you have a covering that is flat, we view the edge and the thickness as if it goes down, called P'tikir Yard V'sosim, Gemar and Erevin, Gemar and Sukkah. So we'll say over here, when you cover one Sa'ah, so the other side will view it as if it goes down, and there's actually a wall separating the Beis HaSayim now and the one Sa'ah. V'havi ki'ilu mechitza mavsekes, bein ha-sa'ah ha-mekora le-beis ha-sayim she'en mekora. So now we have this imaginary wall that is separating between the area that's one sa'ah and the area that is two sa'ah. V'nimsa she'en kan ela beis ha-sayim. So we have no area that's any more than a beis ha-sayim. Memela, you're allowed to carry freely even though it was not surrounded for dira purposes. Sifkotan sadi beis. Afilu makeru meshupa. The chiddush here is, even if the covering, the roof is a slanty roof, Kein gagin shalanu shepia balachson, like our roofs nowadays that the mouth is going down on a slant. The kamash mom, the chiddush is shegam b'tikrika kazo yord v'sosim, that even by a p'tikra like this that's not flat, we're still going to say we view it as if it goes down. The after the kamon b'simin shin samach aleph sif beis sosim ha-mechaber. Even though we're going to see later in shin samach aleph sif beis that the mechaber writes down teheicha de pia tikra b'shipua. Whenever you have p'tikra that you want to be sosim, but it's on a slant, lo amrinan p'tikra yor v'sosim. So normally the mechaber says we do not say p'tikra yor v'sosim. The question is why over here in this case we are saying that it's as if it's closed up. So chilku ha'achrodim la'achrodim ha'machai between the two cases. The shani ha'achri here is different. The minatora reshus hayochid gomer hu l'kuyama. As we know, even in an area bigger than a beis asayim that has a wall around it, midaraisa, it's a regular reshus hayochid. The rabbanon said it's too big, so it looks like a reshus. A rabbanon or a carmelist, so if it wasn't surrounded for dwelling purposes, we give it the din of a carmelist. But be'etzim, it's a reshus hayochid daraisa. Sharei mukaf abra mechitzos. It is surrounded by four walls. Elo shechachomim gozru b'karfef yosem b'beis asayim. Just the chachomim made a gzeiru on a karfef more than a b'beis asayim. Ulahachi hekelu b'pitikra. Therefore, Chazal were lenient to say pitikra af shepia b'shipua. Even though the pitikra is on a slant, they're going to say it works in this case. Ma she'en kein hosem, which is not the case later on, the nifratz mechitza. That's talking about a case where there are only three walls. One of the walls was knocked down. So there you want to say pitikra. There we say if it's on a slant, it will not work. Lo amrinan yored v'sosim elim kein piyashava. We will not say pitikra v'sosim in the case where they're missing a wall, unless it is a flat roof and not if it is a slanty roof. But over here again, since there are four walls, it is really a reshus hayachid araisa. The rabbanan wa machmir, the rabbanan say, we would say pitikra yored v'sosim in this case as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel, we're on page Reish Yud Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Karfeif Beis Asayim Metzumtzum. So you have now a karfeif, an area that is surrounded by a wall, that's exactly a Beis Asayim. The chotzer, and there's also a chotzer across from it. So you have a karfeif adjacent to a chotzer, and there's a wall separating them. Shenifritzu b'miluim zelazeh. The wall between them broke down and they're fully open to each other. So a karfeif aser. The karfeif now becomes aser. Mipneisha mikom hamachitza miyatro v'nasi yosra al sasayim. So long that the wall was up, the karfik was only a beis asayim, in which case you're allowed to carry freely even if it was not ukav adira. But once the wall between them falls down, the area where the wall was standing makes the karfik more than a beis asayim, and now it's going to be aser. The Mishabura does clarify a few points that are not clear in the Mechaber. So says the Mishabura, if katan tzadi gimu, you have a karfif that is a base asayim etzumtzum, velo haya mukaf adira. So this area of the karfif was not surrounded for dwelling purposes. Sivkotan tzadidal shenifritzu b'miluam zelazet. The lashon of the Mechaber sounds like it's saying, the words are saying, we're going to correct them because it's not what it means to say, that the wall between the chatzar and the karfif breaks down completely and they're fully open to each other. But says the Mishabura haloshon begumgum, the language is a little bit messed up over here. The truth is, if they really both opened up fully to each other, so gam hechatzer aser. So not only will the karfif be aser, but the chatzer also will be aser. Shareu pasuach uparetz lekarfif shenesar. Because since the karfif is more than a beis asayim, it was zaruka fadira, it's aser. If the chatzer is fully open to it, so we know an area that's open to an area that's aser makes the mutter area aser as well. So if the chatzar is fully open to the karfif, which is aser, that makes the chatzar aser. So that's not what's going on over here. Ella, what's going on? Ma'iri, we're dealing with a case. Shahaya ha-chatzar rochav me'akarfif. Like, you look at all these pictures. Focus your attention on note number 47. So the chatzar is really wider than the karfif. So when the wall of the karfif breaks down, v'nish'aru gipufe me'atzadim. There are small walls that are still remaining on the side, remaining walls from the wall of the chatzar. The alkein, and therefore, hechatzar mutter. The chatzar is mutter to carry him. The lo nifratz b'milu al karfif. The chatzar is not fully open to the karfif. Only part of the wall of the chatzar broke down. V'gam ma'ri shepirtas hechatzar lo haya yoser me'aser amos. So we need not only that the full wall of the chatzar did not break down, but even the break itself, that's not the whole wall, can't be more than 10 amos. The biyoser me'eser, if it's more than 10 amos, afilu nish'aru gipufin. Even if you have part of the walls remaining on the side, shneyam asurim, they still will both be aser, the chatzar and the karfif, deshuv lo mikri pesach el pirtza. So, because then it won't be considered a doorway, a Pesach of the Chatzir, it will be considered a Pirza, and again, it will be Paras to an area that's Aser, which is a Karfif, and that would Aser the Chatzir. So the only case in which the Chatzir will remain Mutter, even though the Karfif becomes Aser, is number one, there are Gipufen, there are side walls that are remaining on the side of the wall of the Chatzir that breaks down, the middle broke down, and number two, the break that happened in that wall is less than 10 amos. So then we'll say the chatzar just has a doorway into the karfif, and it's not considered broken into an area that's aser. So the karfif will be aser because it was fully open into the chatzar, and the wall that broke down is considered being mashlim more than a beis asayim to aser the karfif, but the chatzar will still be mutter. Sivkotan tzadihei, we said shem mekoma mechitza miatro, the area where the mechitza was takes the karfif over the top from being a beis asayim to more than a beis asayim. The avir hachotzer eino oseo yosra beis asayim. The airspace of the chotzer that the karfif now opened up into will not bring it over the beis asayim. Mishum shu avir hamutter. Because the chotzer is an area that's mutter. Rak mokom shahaya hamachitza. Just the place where the wall was. She'eno bechlal hachotzer, which is not included in the area of the chotzer. Nitztoref ato ima karfif. That joins together with the existing karfif. Ve'osehu yoser al beis asayim. So the wall that broke down, the area where the wall was, gets added to the karfif and makes the karfif more than the beis asayim. Naru kofadira, and that becomes aser. The chatzar that is across from it remains mutter, again, because there are four walls around the chatzar. Even this wall, it's only considered a pesach, it's less than ten amos, and there are side walls that still remain. Sivkotan tzadivah v'nasa yosra al sasayim. It makes the karfif more than the beis asayim. Here's an important point that Mishabura says. Umari shekosle hakarfif nichnasim b'so chalal hachatzar mibifnim. So if you look at picture number 47, a very important point that Mishabura is saying, we're dealing not only that there are side walls of the chatzar left when the pirtza of the karfif happens fully, but also says the Mishabura, shekosle hakarfif nichnasim b'so chalal hachatzar mibifnim. The walls of the karfif go inside the chatzar. So the remaining walls of the chatzar are further down along the wall of the karfif, like in picture 47. O shahayu kasle achatzer shebitzad ze ubitzad ze yiserim al rochav akarfiv arba amos. Or you can have the remaining gipufim on the sides more than 4 amos on each side. The imlav ein ze nikra nifrats mimiluo. If not, that will not be considered that the karfev was open fully. Now the Shaar Tzion explains in Tzadihei, if you will not have the walls of the karfev going into the chatzer, but rather the walls of the karfev end where the walls of the chatzer go out, then chashvinan osan hagibufim gam lakarfev. Then the remaining walls of the chatzer would be considered also a wall of the karfev. The avshe b'difnim einu nikar, even though inside the karfev you don't see that wall at all, halo nikar mibachutz, it will be recognizable from the outside. And we pass in later on in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, the kol shenira mibachutz v'shavu b'fnim, a wall that's only visible on the outside, even though on the inside you can't see it, it's nidon mishum lechi, it's considered like a lechi v'uadin hacha. Just to explain, if you look at the diagram in note number 47, so he has over there the walls that are left in the chatzer, the walls of the karfev go inside. And that way those walls don't count as part of the karfev. Because if the walls of the karfev are straight, and the walls of the chatzer are right at the edge, so they meet at the edge, so it's considered also a wall of the karfev, and this ke'ilu is still closed up. So the only way it can be opened up is either the walls of the karfev enter into the chatzer, so the gipufim are further down, or if the gipufim are more than 4 amos, so then it's considered also disconnected from the karfev. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains Siv Yud Gimel. And now we go weiter to Siv Yud Aleph. Karfev yoser mi beis asayim. You have a karfev more than a beis asayim, shalhuk of adira. So as we've been discussing, a karfev more than a beis asayim that was not surrounded for dwelling, you're not allowed to carry in it as dim a karmelis. Upasach bo pesach. You open to it an opening. V'osam mechitza lefanav, and you made a wall in front of it. Yoser me'asara, more than 10 amos. V'hutar aydei mechitza zo, and it becomes mutter to the mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain also what the mechaber means. It's also very not clear. Sh'al yodea batla mechitza rishona. Through the new wall that you built, you have the mevatel, the first wall. Shalohais l'shem dira. The first wall was not l'shem dira. You built a new wall that is l'shem dira. That's going to be okay. But if the achar kach nofla mechitza achron, if the last wall that you built then falls down, choser le'isur, it goes down to its isur. We had this point brought up in the Mishnah Berurah earlier. Basically, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, but we're talking about a case. We have a karfef. One wall is a house. Then you have three walls going around. It was not surrounded for dwelling. It's more than a beis asayim, so you can't carry more than 4 amos. But now you built the wall outside the house for dwelling purposes, so now you made a hukah fadira that allows you to carry in the karfif now. But if that wall that you built for dira purposes falls down, it goes back to the isser, because now the remaining 4 walls were not hukah fadira. That's what we're going on over here. We'll explain it in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tzadi Zayin. So again, haloshon megum gum tzas. The language of the mechaber over here is a little bit confusing as well. Uvemekor hadvarim levur biyoser. In the source of the mechaber, it's a little more clear. Shehismich shloshak salon besov kosel beso. What he did was he brought close 3 walls to the wall of his house. The kosel beso haya kosel harivii. So he has 3 walls, and the 4th wall is the wall of his house. Ubo asa pesach. And in the wall of his house, he made an opening. V'zeu shekosav mechaber. That's what the mechaber means when he writes, U'posach bo pesach. He made an opening from his house into the karfif. Ella, the problem is, shalo posach ha-pesach rak achar ha-kofa shalak solim de lo mahani. He first built the 3 walls adjacent to his house, and he had no entrance from his house into the karfif at first. So those walls were not hukav adira. Opening up the back door now into that area is not going to help you. So that's what he did. He opened an entrance from his house into the karfev, but it was too late. He had already put up the 4 walls, so that does not make it hukav adira. Kemevur la'el. Ulahachi asa bekarfev v'chitza chadasha. Therefore, beyond his house, he made a new wall in the karfev. Tahash tahave ha'akofa li'achar ha'psicha. So this new wall is considered at least one of the surrounding walls of the karfev, that is after the Pesach was made, and that is considered made ladira purposes. Umavur sham odis, discussed more over there. Degam b'mechitza achadosh osa Pesach. Even in the new wall, he made an entrance. Kedei sheyucha leilech, so he can go through. Ulishtamish b'befnim ha'karkfeith, and he can make use of the area in the karkfeith. That's in the source of where the Mechaber got his din from, but that's what the Mechaber means over here as well. So you have your house as one wall, three other walls, and there was no way to get in, so that was not a Gulvadira. You made a doorway from your house into the Karfif too late, it doesn't help in the Gulvadira. So you built a new wall outside your house for this purpose, and an entranceway through that as well into the Karfif, that makes it a Gulvadira, that makes it Mutter. Sivkodan Sadiqas Vasam Mechitza Lafana Bidithnim. You made a new wall inside. We learned earlier, if you want to matter an area by making another wall, it has to be at least 3 tefachim away from the original wall, otherwise Lovid connects them and it's still considered not Ukavadira, part of the original wall. So you built a new wall outside the house more than 3 tefachim away. That wall has to be obviously more than 10 amos, tzadi tes, hukeshita samachabri b'sevav, like the machabri told in sevav, the mahani b'shir zeh, that all you need is 10 amos of the new wall. So, look over the Nebarlocha, it brings down a sheet that says 10 amos, it has to be a whole side. Then the new wall fell down. It doesn't have to be that it fell down, it could be you took it down with your hands as well. You decide you want to rely on the first wall, the wall of your house. So, gam kein lo mahani. Wall falling down, taking down the wall, either way, you now mess things up. Sivkotan tzad kuf aleph chozer liisuro. This karfif now goes back to the Isser, it's not a kovadira. We're on 428, the top line of the Mishabura. The chiddush is, velo amrinim, we do not say, kevan cha karfif huter pamachas. We don't say, once you amate the karfif one time with the new wall, eno chozer liisuro. It doesn't go back to the Isser. We don't say that it doesn't go back to the Isser, meaning it goes back to the Isser, once the new wall that was ladira falls down or is taken down, it goes back to being a karfif shul gavadira and it's no good. Kosua poskim. Di'im echod mitzide ha-karfif hu kosel shabayis. Stomach case. You have three walls and the fourth wall of the karfif is the house. V'hoya pesach ulubasov hukaf. It was a regular case where there was a doorway from the house outside. Then you put up the walls, so it was hukaf adira. Everything was good. You had four walls, hukaf adira, and you were allowed to carry freely. V'nafal akosel. But the back wall of your house fell down. Even though your house still has the inner walls, you still have other walls of your house, you still have three walls outside and one wall from inside your house, even though the back wall of the house broke down, so you still have your karfif surrounded on four sides, three with regular walls, and one wall is the wall of your house, but not the outer wall of your house, it's one of the inner walls of your house, is now remains in place to be surrounding your karfif. Afal pike nesar karfif. Zot l'chavetz chayim, the karfif is still usser. Even though it was originally hukaf adira, and you still have four walls and one is in your house, it's no good. Why? Sharei mechitzos apnimios, because the inner walls of your house, which now became the outer wall, l'chadorim hapnimim nasu. Those inner walls were made for the inside of your house, for the inner rooms. Velo le'osos kosel akarfif. They were never built with the intention of being a surrounding area for your karfif. Velo dami le'mechitzos chitzonios. And they're not like the outer wall, shelazev lezenasu. The outer wall of one's house is made to be the outer wall of the house and also the outer wall of the karfif. But once that wall breaks down, and now you have the inner wall of the house facing the outside, that wall was only made for the inside of the house. It cannot be used for the karfif, and that would not be good. We will stop there. That concludes Simen Shinun Ches. And Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll learn Simen Shinun Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.